for the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Some scientists predict a COVID-19 winter wave as variants emerge and immunity wanes. Carrie Henning-Smith at the University of Minnesota says it's a particular concern for rural Americans. Less than a third opted for a booster.
Both the original COVID vaccine series and rates of uptake of boosters make it even worse for rural residents and make mortality rates even higher.
Overall, death rates from all causes in rural counties are 36% higher than urban areas. Henning-Smith says there are many reasons for this, including pre-existing conditions and the gap in broadband access. Most education about boosters occurred online, and for those without internet, many remained unaware of their options.
Rural areas have a variety of other risk factors that make mortality more likely, and those include older age structure, reduced access to health care, and more underlying health conditions.
For those who can work anywhere, small towns that tell their story well have an edge in attracting newcomers. Xander Brown has more.
It takes more than a logo and a slogan to attract virtual workers to rural communities. Will Ketchum, president of North Star Place Branding and Marketing, says it's about telling a story that emphasizes the uniqueness of their town.
Smaller rural communities have to fight harder for their share of the pie.
In addition to attracting new residents, Ketchum believes community branding helps strengthen the morale and pride of those who already live there. And that spirit resonates.
People are looking for something more meaningful, something bigger to life than, you know, the hamster wheel every day in the big city.
I'm Xander Brown.
Crystal Cornelius is this year's winner of the Heinz Award for the Economy that comes with $250,000 in unrestricted funds. A member of the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin, as well as the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians, Cornelius works in North Dakota as a tribal planner who writes grants, finds and distributes resources for everything from nursing homes to wind energy development.
I feel very, very honored to be able to help hundreds of Native communities, either with capital or technical assistance, to change the economic landscape of their respective communities.
As the country transitions to cleaner energy sources, a Native tribe from Washington State has brought a cultural icon to Washington, D.C. to call for environmental justice, a totem pole from the Lummi Nation. Douglas James is with Lummi Nation's House of Tears Carvers.
It's going to take every one of us, everybody that's living and breathing upon this planet, to try and do the best that we can to stand and make a difference.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.